The IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Monday, August 3, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Tonight's technology news is a reminder that speed without control is just a faster way to create risk. CISA has added an exploited remote management vulnerability to its urgent catalog. Britain is openly weighing stronger AI rules if voluntary testing stops being enough. Microsoft's agent-based security platform entered public preview. And major organizations are placing fresh bets on AI chips, cloud consolidation, and live streaming. Our first story is the one that deserves immediate attention. CISA added CVE-2026-18577 to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog today. The flaw affects Enable N-Central, a remote monitoring and management platform used by managed service providers to administer many customer devices. CISA describes it as an authentication bypass that can lead to account takeover. It also says this vulnerability resulted from an incomplete fix for the earlier CVE-2026-18556. That product category raises the stakes. A remote management console is designed to reach many systems at once. If an attacker takes over the console, the same centralized access that makes support efficient can increase the blast radius. Enable says every N-Central instance not running version 2026.3.1 is affected. Self-hosted operators should move to hotfix build 2026.3.1.7 immediately using the vendor's documented upgrade path. Hosted customers are scheduled for automatic upgrades, but they should still confirm the actual server version and renew the vendor notice. CISA set an August 6 remediation date for covered federal civilian agencies. That is not a universal legal deadline for every private company, but it is a strong signal to prioritize this flaw. CISA lists known ransomware campaign use as unknown. Known exploited does not automatically mean confirmed ransomware. Enable also lists investigation indicators. It recommends checking device users' documents folders for a file named svchost.exe, looking for a service named Cloudflare, and reviewing firewall logs for the inbound addresses listed in the advisory. Those checks do not replace patching, and a clean search does not prove an environment was never accessed. The good news is that CISA and Enable provided a named vulnerability, a fixed build, an urgent timeline, and concrete investigation leads. The bad news is that the flaw bypasses authentication in a high-trust management platform, and the first patch was incomplete. Upgrade first, preserve logs, and investigate carefully. Do not delete suspicious files before collecting evidence. Story 2. Britain says AI regulation remains an option if voluntary safeguards fall short. Britain's AI Minister Kanish Kanarian told Reuters that the government would consider regulating advanced AI models if its current voluntary approach to pre-deployment testing no longer protected the public. For now, Britain has no single dedicated AI regulator. Existing authorities cover areas such as competition, human rights, health, and safety. The country's AI Security Institute receives early access to frontier models under voluntary agreements with developers including OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google. That access lets the institute evaluate capabilities and risks before wider deployment. The key caution is that Britain did not announce a new law today. There is no bill, deadline, licensing regime, or finished rule. The news is the government's explicit willingness to change mechanisms if voluntary access no longer produces the desired public safety outcome. For businesses, the practical answer is not to wait for a national law. Keep an inventory of approved AI tools. Define what data employees may upload. Require human review for consequential outputs. Document third-party integrations. And maintain a quick way to revoke an agent's credentials. Story 3. Microsoft's Project Perception entered public preview today. Microsoft describes Project Perception as an agent-based security system that combines signals, context, models, and specialized agents. Red team agents search for paths to compromise. Blue team agents investigate and prioritize meaningful risk. Green team agents can take corrective actions intended to strengthen the environment. Microsoft says its MI-Cyber 1 flash configuration achieved 96% on the CyberGym benchmark, 12 points above Mythos, while delivering nearly 50% cost savings compared with the current M-Dash configuration. Those are vendor-reported benchmark and cost results. They do not mean every customer will receive 96% accuracy or cut costs in half. The safe preview rule is simple. Begin with read-only visibility, a narrow asset scope, named human approvers, and complete action logs. Do not grant broad remediation rights on day one. Test false positives, rollback behavior, identity boundaries, and what happens when the model is unavailable. Public preview means evaluate, not blindly standardize. Story 4. The United Kingdom is backing a startup in the race for specialized AI chips. The government's Sovereign AI Venture Fund announced an equity investment in Alix, a London-based startup with offices in Bristol. Alix is developing specialized inference chips, and the backing is part of a nine-figure fundraise announced July 30. The government describes Alix as valued above $1 billion and says the company raised a $220 million series earlier this year. Alix is the fifth startup to receive a Sovereign AI equity investment. The company's idea is to divide inference work among chips specialized for different parts of a model's processing, more like a coordinated production line than one general-purpose processor doing everything. The intended result is lower cost, better performance, and lower energy use. That is the promise, not yet an independent production benchmark. Chip startups face long development cycles, expensive fabrication, demanding software ecosystems, and a difficult gap between a promising design and volume deployment. Still, more hardware competition could eventually affect the price and availability of AI features in cloud services, PC, phones, cameras, and business software. Story 5. ArcelorMittal is expanding its Microsoft Cloud partnership. Reuters reports that the steelmaker is expanding a cloud-first, data-centric strategy that uses Azure as its primary cloud platform. ArcelorMittal plans to integrate Microsoft Fabric, Purview, and Foundry to modernize systems, improve cybersecurity, and reduce reliance on legacy technology. Financial terms were not disclosed. The product list shows the shape of many enterprise projects. Data and analytics, governance and compliance, AI development, and cloud infrastructure moving into one coordinated stack. That consolidation can reduce brittle point-to-point systems, but it also increases the importance of identity design, service dependencies, and exit planning. Cloud first should not mean backup last. Before retiring a legacy system, test data exports, retention rules, identity recovery, restore procedures, integration failures, and the cost of moving data back out. Story 6 is a consumer technology test wrapped in a soccer tournament. Apple says all 62 League Cup matches will stream live on Apple TV beginning August 4. The tournament includes 18 Major League Soccer clubs and 18 Liga MX clubs. Apple says viewers in more than 100 countries and regions can watch every match, with commentary in English, Spanish, and French, where available. Live events stress home Wi-Fi, streaming devices, account authentication, content delivery networks, and support systems in ways on-demand video does not. Before kickoff, update the Apple TV app and your streaming device, sign in, test one live stream, and use wired Ethernet or strong 5 or 6 GHz Wi-Fi when possible. Also confirm the current local subscription and device requirements instead of assuming an old package or trial still applies. Here is tonight's action list. First, N Central operators should confirm the actual server build now and move self-hosted systems to 2026.3.1.7. Second, renew remote management trust. Require multi-factor authentication, restrict administrative source networks, remove stale technicians, separate tenant roles, and alert on new privileged accounts. Third, put AI tools on an inventory. Record the owner, data access, credentials, integration, output review rules, and emergency disable path. Fourth, treat agentic security as a controlled pilot. Start read only, require human approval for remediation, and test rollback. Fifth, test one file restore before trusting a green backup dashboard. And finally, update and sign into streaming devices before a live event, not at kickoff. One last fact check. CISA catalog entry does not mean every N-Central server was hacked. It means CISA has evidence the vulnerability is being exploited in the wild. Exposure and compromise are separate questions. Patch urgently, preserve evidence, and investigate using qualified procedures. That is the IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Monday, August 3, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Stay patched, keep your agents on a short leash, and test the restore before you need it.